Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Friday, the 1st of August, recording at 9:13 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, this being Friday, this is the big picture long-term outlook for the various asset classes, but first a quick look at the last week. For global stock markets, we had a bit of firmer action at the beginning of the week, and for most of those indices, the Monday lows have held, although we've basically just seen a ranging pattern overall. But again, with indices holding above the mid-July lows, Ireland being the exception among developed country stock markets. And in terms of long-dated government bonds, they were generally firm here, reflecting some of the economic concerns. That's prices. Long-dated government bond prices were generally firm. U.S. dollars remained steady. Crude oil's been ranging above that $120 important support level. And natural gas has steadied around the $9 level after its big decline. Most of the agricultural commodities have been mixed. Actually, the one that's been on a roll has been sugar, very strong performance, particularly white sugar. That's the UK contract. Industrial metals easing a bit overall. Precious metals also easing, with platinum falling very sharply. $110 down today, back to $16.51. And I think that's, did I mention the dollar? I did, firm. Okay, I think that's about it. So what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, the mood generally is one of fear and caution. And the order of the day still from newspapers is to publish a lot of grim news. And truth to be said, there's a fair amount of it out there. So people are worried. We get a lot of bearish reports that come through. We appreciate all reports that are well written and that may make a useful contribution to the debate, as subscribers know. But it would be interesting if I had the time and organization to keep almost an index going in terms of sentiment here, because I suspect that a crescendo of bearish reports is a bit of a contrary indicator. And stock markets are still quite oversold in the short term, although that obviously gets unwound over time. And the question really is, are they going to unwind it with further technical rallies, or are we going to see them just unwind it in a little ranging pattern and then head lower? Well, no one knows, of course, but I would watch the bank indices fairly closely. I've reviewed those again today, and they will probably remain a lead indicator. And where the big short positions were, but in the UK and in the USA, the bank indices have had a pretty good recovery overall, and they're holding up reasonably well. Broader stock markets are getting this choppy activity, day up, day down. Some of them are a little firmer, such as India. But basically, it's all for the bulls to prove in this environment. And I would sum it up by saying, you know, if the bank indices in the West, and I'll focus on those because banks are generally in considerably better shape around the rest of the world. But if the three main banking indices, so where the U.S. has lots of banking indices, but you can take the S&P 350 banks or the regional banks, take any of them, they bounced very well in mid-July. They had higher reaction lows on Monday. If they were to, in the best case scenario, if they were able to stay above those higher reaction lows on Monday, which few people believe, but anything's possible in markets. But if they were able to do that and push ahead and continue to recover, I have little doubt that broader stock market indices would rally, and quite well. Conversely, if the bank indices roll back down or roll over and take out Monday's reaction lows, then the outlook is for further ranging most likely. And worst case scenario, if we get although some of the stronger indices, so this is staying with that previous one, although some of the stronger indices, if banks are just ranging sideways, then stronger indices and stronger stock markets with the better economic stories would outperform. Worst case scenario, the banks go right back down to their lows, take them out, and extend on down, and then we're going to get another sell-off in terms of global stock markets. Now, you and I can only deal with the realities that markets provide, as I never tire of saying, and this is a tricky period in here right now. It's not a time for bold forecasts. It's a time for identifying what might be some of the lead indicators, as I hope I've just done with the banks, and watching closely to see what actually happens. Yes, the economic conditions are appalling, and there's a lack of confidence in central bankers, in bankers generally, in politicians, particularly in the West. Read Jeremy Grantham's quarterly letter, which I have, which will be posted shortly on the website. I've used that today. It's a masterful summary of events, and without any braggadocio, which is so tedious in reports. It's good stuff. Very, very well written by a gritty Yorkshireman, although long-time resident in the U.S. Now, where was I? Okay, that's the background for stock markets. Watch the lead indicators. I think that I personally will not try to make any dramatic forecasts against this background, because I would just be guessing. I'll let the markets show me which way they're going to go, and try to keep an open mind on it and an objective mind overall. But we are still in this, as I say, in this nervous position. I've said before, don't expect Goldilocks to come back anytime soon. Looking ahead, what would be good for stock markets? That would be if central banks felt that crude oil had come down. That's another very important indicator for equities. If crude oil were to come lower as part of that global deleveraging process, and I think that's the greater probability that does happen after a little bit of bouncing around in near current levels. Lower prices for crude oil would reduce the inflationary pressures somewhat. And in a period of global deleveraging, which we're certainly seeing, that does tend to weigh on asset prices generally, and that would reassure central bankers somewhat in terms of inflation. And once they turn their attention away from restraining inflation to boosting GDP growth, which continues to slow and is very weak in the OECD countries. So once they turn away from that and promote growth, then I think we will see quite strong stock markets. But I don't know whether that's going to be in the next few months or sometime next year, and the central banks probably don't know. But my hunch is that we're closer to that point than Jeremy Grantham currently believes. But again, the markets will show us. What else to mention in here? U.S. dollar. This has had a good performance, getting back up to the higher side of its range. When it was not that far from its range lows on the dollar index and against many currencies, And remember, the Australian dollar had broken up against the greenback for a while, but it couldn't hold that move. And the US dollar index, instead of breaking down through its lows, actually reversed on an upward dynamic and has ranged in fairly firm fashion back to the higher side. It had a wobble yesterday, but then closed well, and so not surprisingly, it's extended those gains modestly in here today, but it's still in the range. And sentiment, as you would expect, has improved for the dollar, towards the dollar, has improved with this rally, and you probably have a consensus saying that the dollar's going to go up from here. Now, that consensus has usually been a contrary indicator. But if it proves to be right, then that would possibly be reassuring for stock markets, which from time to time have worried about a dollar crisis, and I have said that's the wild card that could cause trouble. And it would also be bearish for gold, presumably, and other commodities. And gold also faces a headwind from crude oil prices. But then again, gold is a reassuring asset in troubled times, which has helped it to remain firm. So the dollar will be quite interesting and certainly an influence. In here, but best thing, my best guess is we get more ranging, we get more choppy activity, that gold continues to consolidate in a basically ranging pattern, and many markets remain in a ranging pattern for a while longer. That might be dull, but it certainly wouldn't be another major accident. In other words, we may see the volatility quiet down a bit at a time when most people are banking on further volatility. Now, what else to mention here? Let's take gold again. Seasonally, this is not a great period for gold, as you know. It'd be another couple of months before gold is in a more favorable seasonal period. We have had those medium-term cycles of from, I think we've had two of them, one of about 26 months, and the other one, the more recent one, of about 20 months, depending on where you measure it from. And if gold were to repeat that pattern, then it would be ranging well into next year, ranging beneath the high. Obviously, influences on gold will have to a lot to say about that, and sometimes cycles pick up in speed. But I don't see a strong case for gold running on the upside in the short term. I thought that might happen a few weeks ago when the dollar was down near the lower side of its overall range, but it didn't break down. And it was also, I felt it was a possibility when gold, I beg your pardon, oil was still very, very firm, but oil that is, did break down. So, and the dollar rallied. So that pulled gold back to the 900 level. And those two items, gold and I'm sorry, for gold, those two influences, crude oil and the US dollar, will remain extremely important. Now, if we get continued deleveraging, dollar stays reasonably steady, oil comes lower, that could drag gold down a bit lower, and the lead from platinum has been negative. Grain and bean prices are barely steady in here right now, so that's alleviating some of the feared additional food inflation for the time being. But global reserves are low. There's a big effort underway to increase production, it's in the hands of the vagaries of weather right now. And I think that's pretty much it for another week. So I'll try not to ramble on, particularly with the voice being a little bit croaky in here. My recommendation is that you have a relaxing and splendid weekend, which is exactly what I will try to do. And enjoy the interesting reports that have been posted or will shortly be posted on the website. Meantime, all the very best to all of you.